This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Talking about Celebration of Literacy, it starts officially today. Karen Fager in, and good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, a 22nd year of this. I've got to ask at the front end, have you been involved the whole time?
I have. It's been wonderful.
You know, it's interesting talking to one of the other people last week about how many of you who started this 22 years ago are still part of it today.
That's true. It's amazing. It's been sponsored by the Altruista Club of Roseburg and Umpqua Literacy Council, and there are probably a dozen of us who've worked on it for 22 years rolling.
It's amazing because so few things that people start out continue that long.
That's true, but we have a real passion for literacy. We do believe that reading is foundational to all learning, and Celebration of Literacy is just one way we can promote that in Douglas County.
Now, I know a lot of you folks have been teachers in the past or related things. What was your background?
Well, my background, I actually taught at UCC, but many of our people who work on Celebration of Literacy have been grade school or middle school teachers as well, and high school teachers.
And obviously then they see just how important it is.
That's absolutely true. We believe in literacy and reading.
So again this year, a lot of things going on throughout the month, and I think at the front end, one of the things I wanted to note was the play this year going out to Umpqua Community College and just how many kids are registered. It's amazing.
Oh my gosh, there are over 3,500 children that are registered to see the play this year at UCC. That's so exciting for us.
And is this the first time it's been out there?
It's the first time. Yes, this is the first time. The new theater director out there, Bart McHenry, has taken a group of students and they have written and are going to act in the play. So it's going to be an exciting event for the kids.
Well, we've had Bart in for a number of segments in Umpqua Valley Live, and he's certainly getting very involved in the community, and I know he's going to be popping up in some other arenas as well. So that is happening, and again, a huge crowd of kids going on out there. A lot of logistics behind pulling that off.
There are. The busing of all the children from the grade schools out there is one thing, and then a lot of helpers it takes that day to get everyone seated and, you know, just organize and in place.
So that'll be happening. Talk about other things that are going on.
Well, there are so many events for Celebration of Literacy. We'll have Valentine for Vets again this year at the Boys and Girls Club. There was a poster contest for grade school students, One County, One Book for middle school students. Our big event is going to be the Celebrate Literacy at Safari. Our theme this year is Find Treasure in Books. So a lot of the things that are happening at the Safari will have to do with pirates and treasure. But on that day, anyone who has a driver's license from Douglas County and children in their car can enter the drive-through for free. So that's a big event and a wonderful opportunity for everyone to see the animals out there at the park.
That was kind of a shift you guys made during the pandemic to still be able to do something, but then it really took off.
It really took off, and we're so grateful for Wildlife Safari for allowing us to have the event there. After people go through the safari, there'll be a lot of things happening in the village for the children. If they go under the dome, each child will be allowed to choose 4 new books, so that's a big call. There also will be a book walk, a book exchange, and a lot of crafts for the kids to do. The Astra Club at Roseburg High School is going to have 3 booths this year. They're going to be doing face painting, they're going to be doing a treasure toss, where kids will throw a Nerf ball into a treasure chest, and then they'll be able to choose some treasure to take with them. And then they're also going to be making pirate hats. There are other organizations that are going to participate as well, the Smart Reading Program and the Sister City Program as well.
Wow, so a lot of help behind that. And the safari event, I think the first year you didn't have anything in the village. It was just driving through and getting books.
Well, we had a few events in the village,
okay.
But it's really grown because we need the activities for the children when they come in the village. And so it's been fun to see that grow as well.
So what about other things happening?
Well, the One County, One Book, One County, One Book is where everyone in middle school who chooses can read the same book, and then they do some sort of a book report, or they can do a diorama, or do some sort of little activity that has to do with that book. And the winners of that event, and also the poster contest that was for grade school children, will be on display out at Safari, and there are prizes for those events, and those awards will be given that day. That Safari event is on February 18th. the many of the libraries in Douglas County will also be having events during Celebration of Literacy Month during this month. So you can check your local library for that.
Right, and those all really very different days and all of that. And the Battle of the Books, understand, moving this year.
Yes, it's going to be in Coos Bay this year. But we have a lot of schools and teams registered for Douglas County, so we're hoping that our students will be able to go over there to participate.
And that'll be on the 25th. Making all this happen, a small group of you in 22 years, and it's still going on. That's got to feel pretty good.
It feels wonderful. If anybody wants more information, they can check our website. It is celebrationofliteracy.com, and all the events and dates are listed there.
And I'm amazed, too. I don't know if anybody has added up lately how many books have been given out over the course of these past 22 years because of the efforts of your groups.
I have no idea how many. I'm sure we have it in our records somewhere. I'll have to get that figure for you. But we gave over 5,000 books away last year alone on the one day at Wildlife Safari.
5,000 books.
5,000 books.
And where do you get all those books?
Well, we have some sponsors for Celebration of Literacy, of course, but we also have people who donate books to us, both children's books and adult books. And we work at the book room every week to sort and categorize those books for all of our activities and our events.
Wow. All right, a lot going on. Anything else people should know?
No, just we hope to see many of you, and keep your kids reading because that's very important for them.
All right, Karen, thanks for coming in. 8:38 at the Morning Report.